Okay, the mics are already, they're live already. So, welcome to episode. Stop yawning, Pat. We're supposed to be live.
We're live.
Episode 28. Wine Guys, guys.
Oh, Joe.
We're here in the wine cellar. Does it feel hot in the wine cellar?
Yeah, the heat's on. It snowed yesterday. It's actually pretty warm today. This is Fat Pat.
I didn't go outside.
Coming at you with the Denver weather report.
Denver weather.
Yeah.
A wine guy's weather report. Ben, how are you doing over there? Quiet guy.
I'm good. You know, just hanging out, drinking wine.
Well, we're a solid bottle deep. So we're We're solid bottle deep.
I haven't tested this one
yet. I just took a sip of our newest bottle, which we'll get into in a second. Just kicked me in the face. But we drank a little Spanish wine before we got this one going, so this podcast is going to be popping. Pat just made a funny face when he took his first sip.
Yeah, that was interesting going down.
Let's dive right into it.
Yeah, we have to.
Tres Palabras, because this is this wine is...
Ben, let us... Tell us a little background of this wine.
It's a character.
What the wine is and how you found it.
How we came to come into its possession.
This is the Kiona Vineyards 2013 vintage.
Mm.
It's a Cabernet Merlot from Washington State.
Some would call it a Caberlot.
Caberlot. Merlet. Mernay. A Mernay.
A Mernay.
Is that what it's called? A Mernay?
No.
We're just making up names for it.
But me and Max decided we need to go pick up a couple bottles, and we ran into Patrick Percy, I think it was.
A very friendly gentleman. Shouts to Patrick on the wine suggestions. He was a wine distributor for Argonaut, our favorite purveyor of liquors and fine spirits.
So when he asked me, it was funny because I was just cruising around and he was like, can I help you at all? I was like, oh, I'm just looking around, but do you have any suggestions? And he's like, well, what's your price range? I was like, well, 10, 15
like 10, dollars 10 bucks, 10 bucks.
He's like, okay, I can work with that. And he's like, well, are you like drinking it for dinner or what? And I was like, well, you're going to laugh, but we are doing it for a podcast. And he's like, oh, if it's for a podcast, I know exactly where to go. So we walked straight over to the Kiona. This has a lot of flavors.
Oh, my. I just looked
at the back. It's basically every kind of wine put into one.
Petit Sirah, Malbec, Carmenere. I don't know what that is. Cabernet Franc. I don't know what that is. Syrah, Sangiovese, Lemberger. I don't know what that is. Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah.
You said this one would be fun.
It's something else.
It's something to review, I can tell you that.
Yeah. I'll give you Tres Palabras, and mine are actually a couple more than just one word, but this is a party in my mouth.
Yeah, it is. That's great.
Yeah. But it's
not like the beginning of a party. It's the end of a party.
Yeah, this is when the party's like...
No, this is live. This is
okay, middle of the party.
This party is going.
Project X.
Highly underrated movie. I find that movie very entertaining.
I'm struggling to find a word.
Yeah, me too. Oh my.
Oh man, I'm blown off. Sorry if I am blowing out your speakers and your
Max.
It's like smooth and then very dry, with like all kinds of flavors.
I thought you were talking about Max's voice.
Well, that too, I guess.
Nope. Oh, it's not smooth. It's not smooth at all. It's pretty dry, though.
Do the swishy, see if I can get any.
There are just so many flavors circulating my mouth hole.
Oh, I have an interesting wine fact.
What?
So if you drink a lot of coffee, it kills your taste buds, and it's harder to distinguish wines.
That's because of the acidity.
Yeah.
That's why you should drink cold brew.
It's still coffee.
Yes, but it's less acidic than normal coffee than hot brew.
Well, when I'm going to
better for your teeth.
I'm going to soak my beans in wine.
And then you're going to soak your coffee beans in wine.
Nice, that's where I was going with that too.
Yeah, we got him.
All right. Tres Palabras, Max.
Party in my mouth.
Ben.
I'll go with party.
I just want to say it's like a roller coaster.
I like that. That's a very, also a very good description of what it is.
I wish I had a word for my facial expression every time I drink it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's not good radio, but it's really funny.
It's that face where like you ate like a warhead and you
it sort of is.
Could handle,
yeah.
You thought you could handle the warhead and yeah, the warhead owned you.
It sort of makes you pucker.
It's tart, kind of. With two tart. T's. That was a joke. Joke to last episode.
Yeah. That's one of the things it does. I kind of like it though.
But like when you go to take a sip, it smells like a forest.
It's like if you
piney
gummies,
yeah.
And you just put just ate all of the flavors. It's like eating all of the.
Yeah.
I like doing that.
Yeah, like when you just take like a handful of Skittles and eat them all at once.
Yeah.
Nothing will rape your taste buds like
Skittles.
Eating a whole bag of Skittles.
Sour Skittles.
Sour Skittles will not only destroy your taste buds, but they will also wreck the top of your mouth.
I love sour Skittles.
Yeah, they taste
great. I love candy.
I can't remember the last time I had those. Wow.
Chocolate guy.
I know.
Those are both candy over chocolate.
I'm a big soft candy guy.
Yeah.
I like Swedish fish.
Sharks.
I like
sharks.
Peach O's.
Me too.
Sharks. Didn't you eat a lot of sharks back in the day?
Chocolate covered gummy bears.
What?
You've never had them?
No.
Oh, my goodness. They're the best things in the world.
Really?
Next time we're in San Diego, I'll take you to this place called Sweet Factory. And
sounds like my kind of place.
And it's just all candy where you get to scoop out. You get to scoop out as much as you want.
Places are fun.
And they have chocolate-covered gummy bears. And they're the best.
Chocolate-covered gummy bears?
That's
I'm into
correct.
It. I'm into it. All right.
So go to your local liquor store if you want a party in your mouth.
Do you? I think this is one of the few wines I'm going to strongly say that the listener should go get and try because this thing, only $13, won't break your bank account.
You might even run into Patrick at Argonaut.
Yeah.
Not me.
The not other Patrick. Bad. Wine guy Patrick, not
also,
wine guy's guy Patrick.
We're hoping if we get enough love from this wine, we're going to get him on the pod.
Yeah, we're going to get our first wine guy on the pod.
We have his business card.
Yep.
So we know where he lives.
And you guys know how much we follow through on things.
No, but this might be the one thing we actually potentially do.
It's very possible. It's just as possible as everything else we've said we were going to do.
Yep.
That's true.
But we have not stopped giving you content.
That's true. But I'm going to say all the listeners should go out and try this wine because this thing is a trip.
I really kind of like the label, to be honest.
It's pretty simple. I won't lie. I would never pick that off a shelf.
No, but like pretty classic looking.
It's very classic. It honestly looks like something I could have made on Microsoft Word.
He does work.
Like clip art.
For, Estate Brands Distributing Company. And he was saying how a little bit about how like a lot of people just go after like the big name that's like mass produced as opposed to maybe the estate wine that's
local small vineyard.
Exactly. So this is a small vineyard. So give them a little support.
Yeah.
I like
take
it.
Take down the big man.
I can dig it.
All right. What should we jump into now?
What?
Okay. Well, we just had a bit of a moment here. This is a perfect spot as any to jump into Dumb Dumb of the Week.
I think this is the first time we've ever paused the podcast midway through.
Yeah.
Oh, 100% is.
Yeah, no question. Mid-podcast, may or may not have realized that as I'm over here working the mixer, I had the mics mixed up, so I'm over here jacking with the levels. You might have noticed that Ben was a little bit quiet in that first segment, and that I was probably blowing your speakers out. And it was because I was turning the knobs on the mics backwards. So I was turning myself up and I was turning Ben down. So
yeah, now you can hear me and I don't think I sound like I'm 50 yards away.
Yeah.
I've actually joined the podcast. I'm in the wine cellar.
You are in the wine cellar.
Instead of
you're not
He's not out on the deck.
Yeah. I'm not out there in the vineyard.
There are probably some of you who thought that maybe Pat or maybe Ben was not actually in the room and that we were lying to you, but we're going to pull the curtain back. I just don't know how to work the technology.
Hey, I'm here now.
We don't pride ourselves on being quality technicians.
Nope.
When it comes to sound.
Nope. But at least this is a new thing for us. We figured out the problem before it ruined the whole podcast.
That's true.
It ruined 7 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah, we're seasoned vets now.
Yeah. So. Episode 28. This isn't our first podcast.
The wine is still having a party in my mouth.
Yeah, this wine is something else. It's a real kick in the seat.
So, dum-dum of the week is Max.
Me. At least right now. That's one of them. Do you guys have more?
Ben?
No, both of mine are Legends and Savages.
Okay.
We can, we'll start with mine.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, we'll get into it.
We'll start with my legend. So my legend of the week is A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez.
He's a baseball player.
Played for
you Wine Gals Gals.
No, and the Wine Gals Gals might know that he is dating J-Lo.
Jenny
from the Block.
Jenny from the Block, y'all.
Jennifer Lopez. And so
low-key still as hot as she was 10 years ago.
I was reading an article about
great
their first date.
He wasn't sure
if their first date was actually a date. And then he got really nervous and went to the bathroom. And when he was in the bathroom, he texted her. And he texted her, "You look sexy AF." And then came back to the table, and then apparently they just hit it off ever since then. So that's one of the most bold moves I've ever heard.
That line only works for A-Rod, right? There's no way
I know
could pull that move.
I was thinking about
work,
it, but I mean,
right?
It gives you something to talk about when you get back to the table.
Yeah, if she's still there, what if she's like, what?
Hey, shoot or shoot. Bold. It was a bold.
That's what I'm asking. Move. Does that move play for normal people?
Fortune favors the bold.
I don't know, man.
You won't know unless you try.
That's true.
Are you going to try? Please. So next time you go to... Okay. Actually, when you're at dinner this weekend with Janie's mom.
Janie and her mom and her aunts.
Yes. Go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom and then text
her
Janie.
That?
You See sexy AF. Over. You have to say you sexy AF.
You sexy AF. Okay, yeah. I'll do it.
And then we'll follow up next
on the pod. Oh God, I hope she doesn't listen to this. Odds that she listens to this, pretty low.
And 5% by the time it actually comes out,
by the time Friday, that's
there's
true.
No way.
Okay,
well, I think we're safe.
Good point.
So this is going to be a great experiment.
Yeah, Pat, do you have a legend or savage of the week?
No.
Okay, I have a legend of the week. So I did a little research. I came across a funny little article titled "Winemaker Who Drained 27,000 Liters of Rival's Wine Sentenced to Prison." So basically this homeboy, Trevor David Jones, emptied Shiraz and Chardonnay from Barossa Valley's Kellermeister Wines worth roughly $300,000 worth of wine.
He just plugged a hole in it and let it drain?
Yeah, basically. he destroyed them by pulling the corks out of all of the barrels and letting them just basically empty onto the fucking floor.
How did he get in there and how'd they let that happen?
I don't know. It said that it was sparked by... This is the other funny thing about the thing. The guy who did it was 60 years old. So it was like an old dude.
TDJ, Trevor David Jones, is
60.
60?
Yeah, and he thought that this was a good idea. This just doesn't seem like something a 60-year-old guy would do.
Well, they're competitors.
But apparently it was sparked by a breakdown in the relationship with his father, who previously owned the winery. He used to work there as a winemaker, but he got fired. So this guy's a fucking savage and a wine murderer.
That's a lot of wine gone to waste.
R.I.P. and peace to all those grapes.
13,000 liters of Shiraz and 14,000 liters of Chardonnay. I'm going to just say it. I'm not really that sad about the Chardonnay.
No, I'm not either. Yeah, I just had like a very sad moment in my mind because I was at a winery this weekend and I forgot to buy bottles of wine to bring them home.
God damn it.
That sounds about right, though.
You also bought a six pack of beers that you left in the fridge.
Yeah, I know.
At least you bought those.
How did I forget
that? What did you come back with?
Dignity.
That's good.
Did you go there with that?
Yeah, Rachel keeps it in her purse. That's a whip joke.
The new suitcase that Pat got her?
Yeah.
That's where she keeps
it? She keeps it in the new luggage that you bought for her.
Hey, she likes that.
She did say it was her favorite gift Pat's ever given her.
Ever.
Ever.
You must have gotten her some shitty presents if the luggage is the best. Although she had a good explanation of it. It's like, it's very thoughtful in how useful it's going to be.
Yep.
For trips and things like that. So.
I think she thinks that trips are coming with the suitcase. So don't let her down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might have set yourself up for some expensive presents, brother.
The gift that keeps on giving, or is supposed to at least.
Keeps on costing.
Yeah.
Yeah, giving.
Yep. Okay, let's move on.
I do have one more.
Oh, you do?
We can kind of open it up for discussion, but it's definitely a savage. So earlier this week, the Ric Flair 30 for 30 came out.
Ric Flair is a wrestler for you wine gals.
Yeah, he's the one who does a lot of woo! But basically, I haven't watched it yet, but I saw a couple clips, and at one point they ask him how many women he slept with. Do you have any guesses as to how many women he slept with?
3,000.
Whoa, that's a big number. I feel like if you're up in the thousands, you stop counting how many you've slept with.
All right, so Pat's guess is 3,000.
Is this Price is Right rules? Like if I guess one and he's way over, I win?
Sure.
I'm going to guess 550.
Well, the correct answer is, I believe it was 10,000.
What?
Yes. 10,000.
Wow. Isn't he married?
Yeah, man. He has kids and a family.
So the math breaks down to that would be one woman every day for 27 straight years.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
that sounds exhausting.
Literally, I also when I came out of
saw
the
somebody
womb.
Who did like a top five people that have slept with the most people that like estimated, of course. He wasn't the top one on there.
Oh my. Who's the top one?
What's it? Is it William Beatty? Is that a...
William Beatty?
Beatty, yeah. He was
He was like a 60s, 70s, 80s actor.
Yeah, he was, I think, at 12K.
Oh,
think about how much bad sex you're having when you're having that much sex.
Yeah, Chuck Sheen was on the list. Gene Simmons.
Oh,
with that tongue, of course.
What?
Mick Jagger was on there.
Yeah. And can see that.
For some reason, I can't remember who else. But yeah, they were all, I think, last place on that list was at like...
Leo's got to be creeping 5K. Up that list, right?
There's no way he's at 5K. Those guys are all old. They've had a lot of time under their belt.
I bet he's at 5K.
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah, he's probably up there too. I just don't think they're old enough.
It's probably true.
I think they're... on pace, for sure.
That just sounds exhausting.
I wish I could remember who else was on there. But yeah, it was impressive.
Well, you know who isn't on there? Us three.
No.
We're definitely not on that list.
And that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. Let's move on to Ménage à Trois.
What is it, Ménage à Trois?
Who wants to introduce Ménage à Trois? I didn't come up with this one. I think Ben came up with this one.
All right, so we were debating on what we were going to do, but this week we decided we were going to do our ménage à trois of bars we hate going to.
Well, I feel like what sort of sparked this is what we're doing this weekend, which is a nice little South Broadway bar crawl. So we're going to hop around some bars, and in that discussion we kind of came up with what are the bars we don't want to go to, specifically what are the bars we hate.
Yes.
Are we going to do Snake Draft?
Yes.
Who's going first?
You.
Okay. I will go first. My number one bar I hate going to is... fuck. Where is it? God damn it. I hate it when I do this.
I think you know what it is. You don't have to look it up.
Oh, no. I'm actually going with a different one. It's any bar with a cover. I hate going to any bar that has a cover.
Ooh.
I will not go. I do not like going. Unless my cover is a drink where, like, you pay $5, you know what I mean? Like, and it's basically just forcing you to buy at least one drink when you go in. I can fuck with those. But any bar that has a cover that's just to get me inside the door, no way.
I feel like you're the guy that stands, like, second or third in line, hoping that one of the people ahead of you is going to pay for you to get in.
No, I will never get in line for that bar unless someone tells me ahead of time, I'll pay for you to get in. Then I will go in.
Ben,
what's yours?
I'll go with my, I'll put number one at the retro room, which people...
That's unbelievable.
I know. People think this is a shocker, but I absolutely despise pickle shots. And that's
crazy.
The number one reason why I hate going to that bar.
I don't
even... I've been there a million times.
I don't even like pickles, but I like those shots.
The retro room has literally every fruit or vegetable or anything infused. Everybody's favorite thing is pickle shots.
Yeah, the cinnamon tequila shot
is
really good.
Oh, literally any other flavor, but everybody has to buy pickle shots, and they refuse to buy any other flavor. So that's why it's my number one most hated, and because I've done entirely too many.
That's true. Pat, what's your number one?
My number one is Mile High Spirits.
Yeah, that place just... I've had panic attacks in that place because I hate it so much.
There's two reasons. One, it is L.A.
It's L.A.
The epitome
Denver.
Of L.A.
Yeah.
in Denver.
Oh, my God. No wonder I fucking hate that place so much.
It's very pretentious.
Yep.
A lot of Instagram model type people.
Yes.
And two, they don't serve beer.
You're going to... I've been told by girls that we've been at that bar with before, multiple Bachelor contestants have been there.
Ugh.
Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Were they talking about us or the ones that are actually...
Yeah,
the
ones
show.
That are actually contestants.
They don't
Not ones that should be contestants.
They don't serve beer.
Yep, that's...
Do they serve wine?
No.
No, yeah. It's just
spirits. It's only spirits.
That's a reason to be number one most hated there.
Yeah, I dislike that place significantly. Okay, Pat, what's your second one?
Oh, number two. I'm going to go with a little place called... The front porch.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell people why you don't want to go there?
Yeah. I had a rough night there.
Yep.
One time.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to go with?
Yeah.
Nice.
Rough night is definitely a way to describe how that night went.
Can you tell them, like, why the rough night happened? What's the special at this place?
Oh, yeah. You do flip. They call it
flip night.
Flip night, flip where night. You call heads or tails. You order drinks, and you say... They say heads or tails, and you say tails, and if it's tails, it's free.
I won't lie. I'm sort of bummed that that's a bar we can't ever go to, because that and
Name
Night are... I mean, they've got... Flip Night is great. I've gone there and had like four free drinks before. If you just saw
I've
a hot
back.
Flipping
yeah,
night.
Well, we were getting really risky that night, and we were ordering like eight shots at a time, just hoping that we were not going to have to pay for it. And we went on an absolute heater.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we had like seven or eight in a row.
Bartenders.
We were doing
pissed.
Patron and Fireball like alternating.
Woof. And
then we'd give like a dollar if we...
Yeah. I bet they love that.
Yeah.
So, what happened then?
Oh, no, that's where the story ends.
Ben, what's your number two?
mine is Punch Bowl Social.
I disagree with this one, but continue.
Yeah. It's way too big. It feels like that's
at
the
night
place.
Or during the day?
I've only been at night.
Oh.
It's just way too crowded. Everything's 10 times more expensive than it feels like
that's
in New
true.
York. Like, if you get a drink, it's at least $10. There's all this stuff to do, but it's the line's incredibly too long to do it. You can't bowl because everybody else is already bowling. You can't play ping pong because there's a line 10 times long. There's shuffleboard, but you can't do that either. So there's a whole bunch of stuff to do, but it's always too busy to do any of the things.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're in there, it feels like you like can't leave. It just feels like you get sucked into this tornado of punch bowl and you can't leave, and I don't like that.
Yeah. I actually agree with all the things you said. I actually liked it before you started talking, and now I don't like it.
It's fun during the day.
It's yeah, really it's cool. Definitely a day spot.
Yeah.
I could agree with that. Max. All right. My number two is any bar that doesn't have TVs playing sports. Bars that are so pretentious that they're like, we don't put sports on the TVs. They really chat my ass. I do not like that. Because if I'm going to go to the bar on a Saturday night, I want to know who won some college football games.
True.
So those are what I'm going to go with. And my number three is any bar that judges me for ordering a PBR, a.k.a. Avanti. If I go up to the bar and I order a PBR and the response from the bartender is, we don't sell PBR, I don't ever want to be there again. I hate those places.
I hate them too.
Call me hip. I don't care what you say. I love PBR. And if you are too douchey to carry it, I don't want to support your establishment.
Boom. Benjamin?
My number three, I just put down Lodos. Basically, I think of all the Lodo bars, this is just the shittiest one out of all of them. There's no redeeming qualities about going there. There's
unbelievable. It's Lodo's namesake bar, and it's
awful.
It's the worst of all of them.
Like, of all the ones that have a rooftop, it's got to be the shittiest rooftop. Of all the places that have TVs, you're not going to go there to watch a game.
You're not going to go there to eat.
The food's not as good as any of the other places. Like, there's, it's literally just like the shittiest version of all the other shitty bars that we typically
yeah.
go to.
Yeah, take all the shitty bars and put them into one bar.
Yeah, it's just the worst. It just is the worst at all of the things it does.
Yeah, I don't even want to be friends with people who go there.
What was that you know? Were just doing?
I was opening my mouth to put more wine in it.
Oh, okay.
You're making a weird noise.
My number three is a little place called Gin Mill.
You hate the Gin Mill? Just kidding. That place is awful.
You have to follow us up with, we used to go there
a lot. We used to go there way too much.
Like a lot.
It's just this gross place.
That you'd end up after 12, typically.
And we knew at least five people in there every single time we went.
Yeah, for sure. It was for sure the place where everybody went at the end of the night. And you just ran into everyone.
And it's sticky, and there's popcorn everywhere.
Mm.
But the drinks are really cheap.
I've fallen asleep standing up at this bar before.
That's correct.
Yeah, but you've done that to multiple bars.
No, it's the only place I've been standing up.
Nope.
Standing
up. You fell asleep leaning against a pole at Beer Hall as well.
And at Tap 14.
My point is proven.
Not standing up. I was
leaning. You're leaning.
Yeah, leaning. You were leaning against something. The Gin Mill is it's definitely taken a turn for the worse. I feel like it used to be cool.
Well, I think for the 23, 24-year-olds, it's still cool.
Probably. God, we're so old and mature.
Yeah, we drink wine.
And we're wine drinkers now.
Speaking of, fill me up, Buttercup.
You're closer to the...
I know, I just wanted to say that.
To the decanter. Which can lead into our next thing. Pat, did you have a wine fact this week?
Yeah, I already said it. It was about coffee.
Oh, yeah. No, Pat, you have lots of wine facts.
You had more wine facts.
Oh, I do?
We're doing a whole segment this week, and you did the whole segment.
What was your wine fact on decanters, speaking of decanters?
Oh, decanter. If you buy a bottle of wine, is that in here?
Yeah, it's about...
Price range.
If you buy basically Chianti, Cabernets, any of those kind of classic wines,
anything
in
$15.
The $10 to $15 range, they basically say decanters are useless. And my response to them is, fuck that. I'm going to feel fancy and I'm going to use a decanter.
And the crazy thing about the article I read is said that a really old bottle of wine, you don't
want a decanter.
Yeah, because it oxidation.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one.
I don't know how to continue that sentence.
Yeah, that was a good sentence.
The oxidation.
Yeah.
Just ended there,
science.
Period.
Yeah.
The oxidation
sciences.
Affects how the wine decants in the decanter.
Exactly.
Yeah, that.
So if you're drinking a super old bottle of wine, don't throw it into a decanter. You don't need it. If you're drinking a super cheap bottle of wine and you want to feel fancy, tell the scientists to suck one and put it in a decanter anyways.
Yeah, and you say, I'm going to decant this.
Yeah.
So
it's so much easier to pour.
It's a lot easier to pour out of a decanter. That's for damn sure. It's so smooth. Yeah,
did you fill up yourself, Buttercup?
No.
So the next is more of a wine fact.
Yeah, this was a request from multiple listeners. They really wanted us to do a segment on this. So
it's more about wine fact and wine learntness.
I almost want to call this wine survival skills.
Yeah. Oh, that's a better
wine scouts.
How to survive as a wine guy's guy, wine gal's gal when you're not fully prepared.
Yes. You bring a bottle of wine to the park. Oh my God, I forgot the wine opener.
We've all been there.
So we are going to list different ways to open a bottle of wine. Who'd like to start?
Wow, I've got an awesome one right here.
Max?
Okay. Take a pencil or screwdriver or anything of those sorts. Shove it down into the cork of the bottle. Then take a shoelace and tie a knot on the end and push it into the bottle. Move around until the knot is under the cork and pull. Wow, that sounds aggressive. I feel like you could just tie it to the thing that's on it, but
I don't know. No, because that sounds complicated.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you put a hole through the cork. The cork is still in the top.
Yeah.
Then you take lace.
You tie a knot in the shoelace and you push it through the hole with said pencil, screwdriver, whatever you're using.
It expands, obviously.
Yeah, and then you pull the cork out.
I'm a little nervous about sticking the pencil in and not just shoving the cork straight into the bottle.
Me too.
Well, if the cork's in the bottle, then you could pour the wine out.
That's true. So it's a win-win.
Okay, touche.
All right, Pat, what's yours?
The coolest thing that I saw was a bike pump.
Dang it, that was the one I wanted.
Oh, well, I found it. And you put the needle of the bike pump into the top of the cork. And then you pump the bike pump, and it automatically just shoots the fucking cork.
Yeah, man.
Straight out.
Air.
What are the chances?
It's air. Science.
Science is crazy. Benjamin?
I don't even know how this one works, but apparently you can do it with the shoe and the wall.
Yeah.
I don't even know the science.
I think we need to try this.
I think so, too, because I also saw multiple ways. It doesn't have to be a shoe. It can be a book.
It can be anything. I guess the point of it is that you shake up the wine, which causes the pressure to build inside the wine bottle. Not a lot. Like, it's not like shaking a soda pop, obviously, but just shaking it a little bit. And that pressure just forces the cork out.
Yeah, but boop, 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 boop. You don't just shake it. You just hit it with a shoe, or how does this?
No, work? No, no. You're like banging it against the wall, and but that like force is causing the pressure to build, and it just kind of inches the corkscrew out. But I've seen a lot of videos of people trying it, and they just shatter the wine bottle while they're trying
to
do
it. Right.
And then your shoe's covered in wine,
and your night's ruined.
I'll go with the next one. You take a screw. And you screw it into the cork in the top, and then you use the back of a hammer to just inch that baby out.
That's ingenious.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Granted, you need to have a screw.
Well, if you live in a house, you should.
Yeah. But in reality, I feel like you could... you technically don't need a hammer.
No.
You could just find any kind of pliers or something to grab the screw.
Yeah.
And just yank that baby out.
We also had a couple ways that weren't like so crazy, but you could do an electric opener. So noted wine guys, Shane at his house basically has just a button. You basically put this basically like a wine bottle condom over the top of this thing. You push the down button. It just goes right on there and you hit the up button and then it just pulls the cork right out. You don't even have to do anything. It's basically magic.
It's science. It just happens.
Or magic.
It's Houdini. at work.
One of the last ones I see is sticking a pair of scissors, one of the ends of a pair of scissors.
Oh yeah,
into the cork. I have then knife. Just slowly twisting it out.
I have knife on here, which is like the same exact.
That one seems like you could cut that cork up real quick and just fill your wine up with cork.
Yeah, it also sounds like you could cut your hand open, which I don't want
to. Be careful out there, listeners. We want to give a disclaimer. Safe. We are not responsible for any injuries sustained while trying to use any of these ridiculous methods to open your bottle.
And drink responsibly.
But if you do,
but
you
if
should
you do,
video it,
film
and
it, and
send
it to us. Exactly.
Or you could just do it the traditional way, which is just pure swag, and open it with the traditional opener.
If you're a wine guys guy, you have
grow up and put a wine bottle opener on your keys.
I was just gonna say that. Do they have those?
I mean, Swiss Army knives have them.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna get a corkscrew keychain.
Maybe we'll come out with a wine guys private label of bottle openers. Who knows? Maybe that'll happen. All right, Pat, did you have a fermented idea?
No.
Okay, good. Moving on. Let's move on to this weekend. What are we doing this weekend? Let's wrap this thing up. Let's bring it home.
I'm living.
Where are you going?
I'm living.
Oh, you said you were leaving. You scared me.
No. It seems like every weekend. This last weekend,
I finally
it was Home Alone 5 or whatever movie they're on. It was me just sitting here.
I've been gone for the last 3 weekends. I've just been jet setting. I'm ready to be home and be back with the wine guys doing wine guys things.
You're not.
I'm going to be there for some of it.
What are you going to be not there for?
I won't be there.
Why won't you be there?
I will not be party to some of the activities this weekend because my new girlfriend's mother and aunts are coming to town this weekend. So I'm getting paraded around. And I have to meet them and show them around this beautiful city of Denver, Colorado. So that's what I'm going to be doing. But hopefully we get to go out to a nice dinner, and that'll be fun. Maybe drink some wine.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You can show off some of your skills.
Yeah, I'll show off
wine
maybe.
Skills.
Yeah. You see this? This is a red.
This is how you smell it with your nose.
It smells about 13.5%.
But we might come touch base with you guys. What are you guys going to be doing?
Saturday morning, we are doing a bar crawl, or actually doing brunch technically first, right?
It's gonna be an all day extravaganza.
Yeah,
brunching.
It's like BYOB, bring your own brunch or something to Rachel's.
I don't know. She's not planning it very well. I might make some biscuits and gravy.
Damn it!
Sounds
good.
Something with French toast.
Yeah.
Want me to make French toast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to Trader Joe's, get that French brioche bread.
Ooh.
That's the moneymaker.
Yeah, then we're going to crawl around. And then, yeah, I think, is there any plan after that?
No, probably end up here.
Nice. Then Sunday is for football. Everybody knows that. Probably sit on the couch all day. But the Broncos do play Sunday night. So everybody can watch us get destroyed.
Are they still playing football? The Broncos?
Well, they haven't been playing football for about 4 weeks.
Where are they playing?
We play the Patriots.
Does it matter?
Oh,
God.
Oh, no.
Well, unfortunately, fantasy dictates I'm going to be rooting for the Pats.
Maybe I'll go play golf on Sunday.
Yeah. Is Brock Lobster?
Try to forget about it.
Is Brock Lobster starting?
Oh, yeah.
He is.
The Brocket Launcher. Brockaflocka.
It's Brocktober. Oh, no, it's not.
We'll Brock you.
That we won't do. We will not do that.
Oh, no,
we're
going to Brock you. That doesn't mean anything good.
Quit whining.
Wow.
Quit yawning, I mean.
Yeah, what are you guys
doing?
Maybe we will drink some wine this weekend.
Oh, I actually bought something.
Kava?
Our homie at Argonaut. Patrick recommended getting
shouts to Patrick.
Cava, and a cava is a Spanish champagne.
It's the shit.
Wait, it's not rosé?
No.
Oh, I thought it was rosé.
No, it's cava.
It's cava.
Pat
has
talked about this before.
I've been in a cava bar.
Say it 100 more times. It'll make more sense if you do.
Cava.
Never had it. Don't know what it is, but it's pink-ish. It's pink. That's pink.
Yeah, well, you can have pink champagne.
Isn't that rosé?
He said it's cava. He said it's pretty dry.
Cool.
It's brut. It's a brut.
He said brut. It's not a brut, but it's just shy of being a brut.
Yeah, bro, learn something.
It's also called ya, which in Spanish I believe means already.
It also says brut rosé on here.
Or now. I think ya means now.
Yeah, but he was...
So it's not as dry.
Well, he said it's pretty dry.
Ya Touré?
Well, no, not that. But yeah, I can't wait to try that with our breakfast, with our French toast.
Ya means yes in Spain.
There you go.
It literally says it on the back of the label.
I didn't read it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll let you know.
So they got really creative. Yeah. Yeah means yeah.
Yeah means yeah.
So we'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, do we got anything to wrap it up?
Nothing. Just glad to be back. Been doing a lot of traveling. Yeah. Stoked
apologies
to be home.
For missing another week. We shanked that one.
Yeah. Last week was a busy week. It was a short week. It was a
Max
hectic
left.
Week. I left. I was on a road trip.
I left. I was in San Diego.
You left. Ben didn't know what to do.
I left the couch for like a couple times.
I saw you fall asleep on a couch through Snapchat while college football was on. You were just...
Yeah, I slept at a housewarming party. I did do that.
That's great.
Great. Now I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Later.
Love you guys. Follow us.
Oh, yeah, Pat, tell them where to follow us.
WineGuysGuys.com. You can't follow us there. You can just go there.
And buy a shirt.
Buy a shirt if you want. I mean...
Buy like three of them. Christmas is just around the corner.
Yeah, we'll get 13% off. I don't know where 13 just came from.
pick the shirt for your wine loving friend and or special.
How about this? You're gonna get 0% off because we're already selling them for the bare minimum that they actually cost.
We're not making any money on these.
Just in case you wanted to know, this is as much of a discount.
You buying as a t-shirt at
and
cost.
You getting them.
At Wine Guys Guys on Instagram, Facebook.com/WineGuysGuys, at Patrick Ardino, at Max Shreds, at Cabernet Every Day.
Oh, nailed it.
All on Instagram. Follow us. I was going to say be there or be square, but that wouldn't make sense.
You can just hang out with us and drink some wine.
Yeah.
Just do that.
I mean, we'll be back next week.
Maybe. Maybe.
Hopefully with Patrick Percy.
Ooh. Yeah.
That might take a couple weeks to set up. We can't do that in a week.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we can.
Wasn't made in a week.
Well, Jesus turned water into wine in a second.
You know how long it took him?
Nope. No idea.
Yeah, neither do I.
You would know more than any of us. You went to the Catholic school.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye, family. Again.
Bye.